This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello and welcome to the Bobby Podcast. My name is Bobby Kaz, and I started this podcast in August of 2021 because I wanted an outlet to talk, because I love to talk to myself, as weird as that sounds. And I wanted an outlet to do it. And believe it or not, it actually worked, and people actually care about what I have to say, which is kind of crazy. But, you know, on this podcast, I talk about things such as eating disorder recovery, my experience dealing with that and how I've been able to recover, other, you know, mental health issues that cross my mind, or just anything about my life that I feel is worth it to talk about. It's been the greatest decision I've ever made, just being able to kind of just kick back and lay down in my bed with a microphone and just talk. Because in my head, there's only so much I can fit into a TikTok, an Instagram reel, a YouTube short. Like, I love the long form kind of content where I can really speak my mind and get my full points across. So if you're into that, stick around, because like I said, this is one of the greatest decisions I've made for myself, and I really hope you enjoy the episode. So thank you for listening. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Bobby Podcast. And before I say anything, I just want to apologize if the audio sounds a little fucked up. For some reason, my podcast microphone is not working. It is not connecting to my computer. It's not connecting to my podcast platform. It's just not working. So I'm going back to the basics. I'm going back to what I did when I first started this podcast 2.5 years ago. I'm using the literal voice memos app on my phone. But from my experience, the sound quality wasn't too bad when I did it this way. So hopefully it will just be fine. So again, I apologize if the audio is a little messed up, but yeah, so hopefully I can fix my microphone at some point. I don't know why it's not working. I think I dropped it a couple weeks ago, actually, now that I think about it. So hopefully that doesn't have anything to do with it not working, because these microphones are not cheap. But anyways, all right, so welcome back to another episode. It's been again a little bit since my last episode. I've just been very busy with things, but today's episode is really important to me, and it actually stemmed from you guys, the audience, the people who have supported my podcast and my social media and everything, all my content for the past 3 years now, because tomorrow, as a matter of fact, is the 3-year anniversary of my very first TikTok. December 1st, 2020 was the first TikTok I ever posted, like with the intention to be a creator. Like, I've made you know, TikToks and, you know, accounts in the past trying to be a creator and just doing, like, you know, fucking whatever. But this was the first time I ever did it seriously, or ever tried to do it seriously. But before I get into all that, I just want to say, like I said, like, the reason why I'm recording this right now is because of you guys. And that is because yesterday, obviously, the Spotify Wrapped came out, and I got just, you know, several, you know, DMs or messages from you guys that my podcast is still either in your top 3, your top 5, your top 10, or your number 1 podcast, which is, like, still just, like, it just blows my mind to this day. It will never, ever make sense to me that people have chosen to listen to me talk for 30, 40 minutes about who knows what. I really appreciate it. You really have no idea, especially this year, because I've just been so inconsistent with podcasting this year. And that's totally my fault, and it really sucks. I say it every time, but I love doing this. I love podcasting. But for some reason, just the act of just getting everything set up just feels like such a drag sometimes, because I feel like I know in my head that I have to talk for 30 to 40 minutes, but, like, I don't have to do that. This is my podcast. No one's making me do this. I can talk for 10 minutes if I wanted to, you know. I don't know. But yeah, so I always really do appreciate the support for the podcast. Seriously, seeing those messages yesterday, like, it made my day. It kind of just made me motivated to record a podcast, and I figured there was no better topic to discuss than just what December 1st as a day means to me, because tonight's November 30th, tomorrow's December 1st, like I just said, the 3-year anniversary of my very first TikTok. And I don't know, I just kind of want to use this episode to just talk about, like, the journey, and, like, just reflect back and just think about, like, where I was then to where I am now 3 years later. It's like, it's weird, like, it feels like it's been longer than 3 years, but it also feels like yesterday. Like, I can literally remember, like, where I was when I hit send on my first post, and, like, what it was, and
like the response, like how scared I was, dude. I was so fucking scared of posting it. And it was funny too. Like I was, when I hit send, I was in a PlayStation party with like four of my friends. So we were just playing video games or whatever, fucking around. And I hit send on the, like, I just made the post like while we were just talking. And like, I was like so nervous, like they were going to go on their phones and like look at it, when we were still talking in this party together. And, it turns out they did. And I don't really remember what they said, but, it wasn't anything bad. And like when that happened, I was like, oh shit, like maybe, you know, because like what I was most nervous about was what people were going to think of me just randomly deciding to talk about, you know, eating disorders on the internet, especially as a guy, where, because at that point I hadn't told, I think I only told up to that point five or six people knew about it. Like I told my sister first back when I was 17, the summer of 2018. And then she told my parents, and then about a year and a half later, when I was like more comfortable talking about it and I was like in a decent spot with food and body image, I told two of my closest friends at like 2 a.m. during quarantine. So I guess at that point, yeah, only really 5 people knew. And then out of nowhere, I just decided to tell everybody on the internet. For, you know, it just clicked in my head, because I remember too at that point, so November 2020, I was home for winter break for college for COVID, because we had like 2 months off of winter break during the COVID semester in 2020, because they didn't want us coming back to school after Thanksgiving. Because normally how it works is you have like a week off for Thanksgiving, then you come back and it's like just all hell breaks loose those last 2 weeks in college. Like you have finals, you have all these last minute project assignments. It's like all torture. It's terrible. I do not miss that at all about college, but my sophomore year in 2020, we didn't have that because they didn't want us coming back after Thanksgiving. So we were fully remote for the last 2 weeks. So I, and then you, on top of that, you had an entire winter break. So I was home from Thanksgiving to February 1st. So that's over 2 months. And I was like, dude, like, what am I going to do? I'm going to be so bored. I'm going to be pretty much miserable. And on November 30th, one of my friends, who I met, or who I became close with that semester, because we lived in the same dorm, we lived on the same floor. We knew each other from freshman year, but we lived on the same floor. Sophomore year, we became really tight. She posted this like pretty like vulnerable TikTok, and about, you know, the kind of stuff that I ended up talking about. And I was like, damn, like if she can talk about the kind of stuff, like why can't I? If she can, you know, not really care what anybody thinks, why can't I? And again, I had the revelation of like, there's not that many guys talking about eating disorders and just mental health issues and you know, things of that nature. So I was like, you know, why can't I do it? Why can't me as this 19-year-old kid? Because I was 19 at the time. It's crazy like how young 19 feels now that I'm, you know, 22. Even though 22 is still young, of course, but just like 19 feels so young now that I think about it. Like, why can't I be the person who starts talking about this stuff more? And it's funny too, like I've noticed that every single like good thing that's happened in my life, I've talked about it first. Like I've like in a sense manifested it, I guess you could say. Like, because I remember like back when I was in like middle school and like early high school, I tried to be a YouTuber. Like I feel like a lot of us try to do that. I tried to be a YouTuber. I tried to make I tried to go down like the NBA route, the sports route, because I'm a big basketball fan. And I just failed miserably at that because I was trying to hide all my content. I didn't want anybody to know I was doing this. I was like embarrassed by it. So I hid all of my content. I didn't want anybody to know. And naturally, because I didn't tell anybody, I was constantly hiding all my content. It was never going to be successful. There was no way. And this was the first time, like me starting this TikTok, me having this revelation that like I wanted to be the guy that talks about stuff that is relatively taboo to talk about. I wanted to be that guy. So I remember like sitting at my family dinner table, like telling them about this, that I was going to do this. I was going to be this person on TikTok who talks about this stuff because no one else is doing it. And I feel like because I talked about it and I was confident that I was going to do it, that's why it became successful. Even though it became successful in a really, like in a way I didn't think it was going to, because like when I first started TikTok, I was mainly like a what I eat in a day person, but like I sprinkled in ED, like eating disorder awareness videos, like here and there. But I really honestly thought I was going to be like a what I eat in a day account, which like, thank God that did not end up being the case, because what I eat in a day is to me now, they're so dry. They're so boring. I hated making them after a certain point. Just like recording every single bite of food you took, which is like torture after a certain point. And like anytime I would see one scroll on my For You page I would instantly scroll. Just like, there's no way I'm watching a What I Eat in a Day ever again. Unless it's like one of like my closest like homies who make one. Like that's fine. But like other than that, like there's no way you'll catch me watching a What I Eat in a Day or making one ever again. There's just no point to me. But yeah, that's how I started out. But like again, anytime I would like make those recovery style videos, like they would really resonate with people and they do really well. And like that's when I started to click even more. Like, oh shit, like I should keep doing this. I should keep making these videos because they seem to help so many people. And I personally love making them because they personally help me in my own recovery as well, because I was nowhere near where I am now in terms of my own recovery at the time in 2020 and, you know, December 2020. There was no way. I was not even close to where I am now. So it was helping me as well on my own recovery journey, which was awesome. But the moral of this entire episode is like why December 1st means so much to me is because like I feel like I did like a 180 as a person on this day in 2020, because before this, before TikTok, before all of my social media stuff, the podcast, everything, I was a very introverted, shy person who would never, you know, think of saying anything like this to anybody. Like I said, even in my personal life, like only five people knew at the time. I mean, you know, I guess it's kind of hard to like kind of bring that up in conversation, but, again, like when I was 17, I thought there was no way anybody would ever find out about this ever. Like I was just like okay with struggling and never telling anybody because I was too embarrassed to tell anybody at all. So the fact that I was able to just flip the switch and just all of a sudden say, fuck it, like who cares? I don't really care what people think of me anymore. Like if these people judge me for doing this, they're not supposed to be in my life anyways. Like I just had so many epiphanies like throughout this like early period of like this winter break when I was home. And I still have a video saved from like November 29th and November 30th, 2020 at like literally like 2 or 3 in the morning. I'm literally in bed. Like I cannot fall asleep because I'm like so like enamored and thinking about starting this TikTok and like doing this and like how I want to start talking about eating disorder awareness videos and like making these kind of videos. Like I literally like recorded myself saying like, dude, like I just had this epiphany, like I'm gonna make these videos, I'm gonna do this, and it's still in my camera roll to this day. And like just like watching, because I watched it back a couple days ago, I was like, dude, oh my god, because I forgot I even made that. I totally forgot I even made that. And I was just like, because I have a pretty bad problem with like looking at my camera roll like 6 hours a day. Like that's like all I do, I feel like. So I stumbled across this video the other night and I was like, dude, oh my god, I totally forgot I made this video. Like, and I was just essentially just like manifesting this entire thing, like this entire, you know, journey over these past 3 years in this one video at 3 a.m. when I couldn't fall asleep. And that's like the next morning, I think, is when I told everybody I was going to start doing this. And then I made that first post, and I made another post the next day and the next day and the next day, and it just kept growing from there. And like it all started because my friend made that video. Like if my friend doesn't make that video, I don't have my TikTok. Like I thought about this too. If COVID never happens, I don't have my TikTok, and I'll explain it right now. So this is why I would not have my TikTok if COVID didn't exist. Freshman year, in March in 2020, freshman year of college, we were picking our dorms for sophomore year. And me and my roommate for sophomore year, we picked our dorm for the next year, and we went about our business. And like a week later, COVID hit, and then everything shut down. Obviously, we weren't allowed to go back to school. And then like we get these emails in throughout the summer for updates for, you know, the next semester, how restricted everything's going to be, how much different it's going to be. And we get notice that there are two dorms that are going to be used for strictly quarantine housing. So like if you were a student and you signed up to live in those dorms, you are no longer living there. You're getting moved somewhere else because that your dorm is now just strictly quarantine housing. So they're moving you somewhere else. So my friend who made that vulnerable TikTok, she was forced into my dorm because she signed up to live in the quarantine house before it became a quarantine house, obviously. So she was forced into my dorm on my same floor. And like I said, we knew each other from freshman year. We lived in the same dorm freshman year, so we kind of knew each other a little bit, but we weren't like close friends. But then we became close friends because we lived on the same floor. And because everything was so restricted in 2020, you could only hang out with a certain amount of people. And so we pretty much only hung out with the people who we, you know, lived in the same dorm with. So we spent a lot of time together, became really close. And because of that, like we became friends on TikTok. And then I saw her make that TikTok. So like if COVID doesn't happen, She doesn't get moved into the dorm. We don't become friends. We don't become friends on TikTok. And then I don't see that TikTok and I don't, you know, have the inspiration and motivation to start my TikTok, and that this never happened. So like, dude, it just blows my mind. Like the butterfly effect and the ripple effect of life. It's just like, it absolutely makes no sense to me sometimes. Cause like, I also thought about this too. Like I wonder what I would be doing right now if I wasn't doing social media. I really thought about it and I genuinely have zero idea. Like, I really don't even know what I'm doing right now, honestly, but like, at least I have this, you know, at least I have this like amazing community and these platforms to post on. And like, it is a means of income, which is great because again, like without this, I don't know what I would be doing because I switched into my nutrition major from sports management, like the week after I made my TikTok and posted that first one. Like, it all kind of just came together. Like, I switching to nutrition right after I started making like food TikToks, like this made so much sense. So I guess like, would I still have switched? I think I still would have switched into nutrition even if I didn't make my TikTok. So I guess I'd be doing something in the field of nutrition. I don't know. I really don't know. And it's so crazy to think about, but like, it just feels right that I'm doing this, but it's just so crazy how like one decision, one thing that can happen to anyone just has this huge effect on your life years down the line. Like COVID happening in March had a direct effect on me starting my TikTok in December. It's just like, that's a 9 month differential. Like, that's crazy. Like, it's like so insane to think about. And I think about how much this one decision to start my TikTok affected my life. And I think the biggest way it's affected my life is that I truly stepped outside of my comfort zone. And not even just saying like, oh, you know, I was a very shy person, like I would never post stuff on social media, but like the things I've been able to do and the places I've been able to go, the people I've been able to meet, like, dude, if you told any of this stuff to the 2019 version of me or the early 2020 version of me, like the stuff that I accomplished as a result of, you know, starting social media, like I would have punched you in the face. Like, not punch you in the face, but I just wouldn't have believed you. Like, for example, like the fact that I flew to fucking Colorado this past April to record and film everything for our recovery mini course that me and Jesse Jean have built and created. And funny enough, the second launch of this course starts tomorrow. So it's kind of funny how exactly 3 years from my first TikTok is the first day of our second launch for a recovery course. It's just kind of crazy to think about how that works. It's crazy. But like, and me and Jesse, we met through social media. Like my TikTok popped up on our For You page and that was that. Like, we clicked, we did a podcast swap together. And then a couple months later, we kept in contact and we had this idea to build this course together. And I spent months writing scripts for it. Like, I finished college in December and then I spent 3 months writing like 70, 75 pages worth of scripts. And I flew to fucking Colorado for like a week by myself. First time traveling by myself, got that experience. We filmed everything. We recorded everything. I had a great week there. It was awesome. And then now we're on our second launch of this course. And it's like, I could not have even like, I don't even know, believed or I couldn't even fathom the idea of like building a course and like flying out three quarters across the country by myself. Like, 2019 me, 2020 me would have never like envisioned doing that. They couldn't fathom that. I couldn't fathom that, you know. It's just that's just an example. And like all the podcast guests I've been able to speak with and talk with and, you know, now friends I've been able to connect with because of social media, like all this stuff, like it blows my mind. I went to the Meta breakfast last month. If you don't know what Meta is, it is the Multicross Eating Disorders Association. I went to their breakfast in Massachusetts in Boston, like a month ago. And I met so many great people there, and that wouldn't have happened if I didn't start my social media. Like, all these things that have happened to me and I'm so incredibly grateful for, all happened because on December 1st of 2020, I said, fuck it. Let me post on TikTok. Like, it's just crazy how much can happen off one little decision you make. It's truly insane to me. I'll never fully understand it. I'll never fully grasp it because I know there are so many creators who would like to be in the shoes that I'm in. And I don't take that lightly, even though sometimes it's so easy to compare yourself to other people, especially in the content creation space or the, you know, I hate this word, but the influencer space, like it's so easy to compare yourself to people. But again, I understand that like I'm in a place where there's so many creators who like they can't get reach on the algorithm. Like, and that's not their fault. That's out of their control. Like there is absolutely luck to growing a social media following. Like, you have to get lucky on the algorithm once or twice. Like, yeah, it's, it's important for you to know how to get on the algorithm, but you can only control that up to a certain point. Like, it's at some point it's out of your control, and it's the algorithm's control to put you on there or not that exposes your content to a shit ton of people. Because like for me, like my growth, it happened steadily, but it also happened quickly. Like I had multiple instances where I grew 30 to 40,000 followers overnight. That happened to me twice. Like that doesn't happen that often. Like I think it happens more often on TikTok than any other platform, but that, I'm not gonna lie, that is, it's not sheer luck, but luck is certainly involved in that. Like, again, it's like I had the awareness to figure out how to have a higher chance of breaking into that mold and into that algorithm, but like there's still luck involved in that. So like I understand that I'm in a place where like so many creators want to be in this position. I'm incredibly grateful for my position and where I am right now, and what all, everything I've learned over these past 3 years is insane. And again, if you told me I would have started a fucking podcast, and again, I know I've been really inconsistent with it this year especially, but like I think of like my run from like late 2021 to 2020, like to early or mid 2022, when I was like uploading a podcast every week, I was uploading a TikTok every day. I hadn't started posting on Instagram yet. I grew that in July of 2022 because I kept getting all these fucking community guidelines violations from TikTok, and I legitimately thought my TikTok was going to get banned. So I said, all right, I got to start growing my Instagram just in case. But like when I was like on top of my shit, like every single day, like that grind was so real, and I miss that grind. I feel like I'm not there anymore. The top 1000 food series like saved my creativity and motivation for content. Like that snapped me back into place. Cause like my last episode is why I was, why I'm not as motivated to make recovery content anymore. And mainly because I was so burnt out from making that content. So that's what I was doing every day for 3 years. So that series like saved my creativity. Like now, especially with the Hungry for Recovery second launch coming out, and I'm like back into this like recovery kind of space, like I feel so much more motivated now to create recovery content again than I was a couple months ago, we'll say. Because like over this past summer, I was just like in a really rough spot content wise. Like I didn't want to do it anymore. Like I was just so burnt out and I didn't know what to do. I felt so lost, confused, but like we're in a much better place now, which is good. I feel like I just got sidetracked there, but I don't know. The moral of the story is like December 1st, 2020 means so much to me because I feel like I just changed as a person. I know that sounds really cliche, but a flip just switched in me mentally on that day 3 years ago, which is again, 3 years ago is like, it doesn't seem like that long of a time, but like, I look back to like, I don't know, like what I was doing, what I looked like what my goals were, like who I was, like, it feels like a different person. So like, and now anytime I get stressed about like the future, I just think of how much is going to happen to me over the next 3 years. Like if this much happened to me over the past 3 years, I just think of how much is going to happen to me that I haven't experienced yet over the next 3 years. And I think about it, 3 years from now, I'll be 25. 25, it's not like young. I mean, it's young, but it's still like, dude, you're only 25. Like so much is going to happen to you between now and when you're 25. It's going to be insane. Just like all this happened between when you were 19 and 22. So it's insane. I feel like I just rambled for, you know, 20 something minutes here. Again, I apologize if the audio is a little messed up. I'm going to figure out what's up with my microphone, but I just want to get this out there. Again, I feel like I don't say it enough, but I really do appreciate every single person who has chosen to support my content over the past 3 years. It really does mean everything to me. I don't think I'll fully ever understand how much the content has helped people. And I don't say that in an arrogant way. I mean that in just a very just nice and just like, I really value every person who's chosen to, you know, stay with me throughout these past 3 years and resonate with the content. And I, you know, because the goal has always been to help people and make them feel less alone in their struggles, because I know how isolating eating disorders can be, and you know, other mental health issues. Obviously, it's all a mess, but I'm just here to help you help make things a little bit easier at the end of the day. And I really do appreciate every single one of you, seriously, from the bottom of my heart. And we're on to year four now, so let's make year four a great one. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Bobby Podcast. If you found this episode relatable, if you resonated with it in any way, if it made you feel less alone, that's truly amazing. That's incredible. Because that's the goal of this podcast. I really want to make and help others feel less alone in whatever they're going through, because this stuff is tough, you know, like ED recovery is tough, and I never want anyone to feel alone in this, because I know there were times I felt alone. So I never want anyone to feel alone. So if you found this episode enjoyable, make sure to subscribe to this podcast. Check out my TikToks. I will leave all those links in the description. I really appreciate you listening.
You're all the best. Have a great rest of your day.